We'll call the October 7th Public Works Committee meetings to order.
Oh, yeah, that's where you go.
Not here, except for the minutes.
But anyway. So then you go down here.
Mr. Swackhammer in line.
Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from September 3rd?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Go ahead, Eric.
Morning. First item, there's a garage on a property line that extends approximately 4 feet past the property line and into the county right away. The garage does not extend into the road shoulder or road itself. The garage has been there for many years and has never caused any issues. So the property owner selling the property wants to clear this up. The issue has been reviewed and approved by Craig Patrick. So we're requesting authorization to allow Jack to enter into a boundary line agreement. I don't know if Craig's got anything to add to it, but covered.
I'll move it.
You pretty much covered it. I mean, it doesn't appear to impact our operations whatsoever. They just want to make sure that that there's no problems with the sale. And it even includes a provision that if the new owner is to remove the structure or the structure is to be destroyed, if they're going to rebuild, that has to be entirely inside their property line.
A second.
Mm-hmm. I motion second.
Any questions, further discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next item. We have two gravel pits on private property at the present. One does not produce good as much material anymore. The lease expires in 2028. The other one we have is running out of good material and that lease expires in 2026. So we've contracted with an engineering firm to perform soil borings and material volume determination at the Fairbrothers road site. It showed that there's tremendous amount of usable gravel available. We expect to be able to mine there, gravel there for, you know, many years to come. This agreement is for a 5-year term and will be pay royalties at $1.65 per cubic yard of material removed. Compared to the other lease agreements, the royalties have been adjusted for inflation, but will still allow us to produce gravel at a lower cost rather than buying it when we don't need to. This agreement has been reviewed by Craig as well in law. We're currently paying $1.55 off the last contract. So it's gone up a little bit due to inflation, but not terrible. The numbers actually show a little bit higher, but this is what we were able to settle on with the landowner at $1.65.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. Any way of knowing, Eric, how this gravel compares to what you've been buying?
Yeah, we've got soil boring tests and samples and hardness and the amount there. So it's within acceptable ranges at this point. As far as specifics, I can get them for you to see comparability. That I don't know offhand.
Just keep us posted in the future.
Mm-hmm. Same vein, same seam, same area, Todd's saying, but as far as on paper, I haven't seen it.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Okay, next item, requesting authorization to for 3 new plows to go on our new lease pickup trucks. We have enough money. There's no additional money will be needed. These trucks, we're going to place a couple supervisors to update their trucks.
I'll move it.
Second. I'll second.
Join the meeting.
Sorry, it's in the amount of $20,550.
Right. Any discussion?
I have a question. They're leased vehicles?
Yes.
Does the lease allow us to plow with them?
Yes.
Okay.
And when they come off lease, the plows will remain?
Week that, or we buy the truck and the plow system out.
What we've typically been doing, because the purchase price at the end of lease is extremely favorable, we've been typically purchasing these at the end, and then depending upon fleet, in some cases, we'll do another lease instead of a purchase. We'll keep the lease program going. In some cases, we got up to a point where we're good now and in some departments. So it's worked out really, really well, this program.
What's the term in terms of length for the lease?
To what? Two to five. And this is one where, again, I think some of the value of enterprise, and we talked to our counterparts about it, and many are getting into it, is they do keep an eye on the market. And sometimes they do the 2 year, a short cycle, they call it. And we retain equity from them shorting that and selling it. So it's worked out really, really
kind of a win-win.
Yeah, it is. They actively manage it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next one is shared service agreement for the use of salt from our Cohocton shop, Voca Central Schools in the village of Cohocton. Done this every year for the past multiple years. Our shop supervisor keeps track of the ton usage. Generally, village of Cohocton goes through roughly about 35 tons a year. Avoca does, the school district, and then village of Cohocton goes through about 75 tons a year of salt.
So do they pay us, or do they bring salt in to replace it?
They pay us. Pay us.
They pay us.
Exchanged.
Okay. They have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That covers both.
Is that?
Yeah.
Is the motion to cover both?
Yep.
My second was for both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the motion carries.
Okay, this next item, we're increasing the appropriated funds to match the design phase cost that is shown on our federal aid local project agreement with New York State DOT. They will not approve the agreement otherwise. Previously, we brought a number. We had only appropriated 5% of the total cost of the entire project, which is the county share. This does not change the amount the county is responsible for, but the state wants us to amend the appropriated funds for County Route 15 capital project to initially fund design at $524,000.
It'll get reimbursed, but the state got pretty persistent about the wording of that contract. And when we double checked the wording of that contract versus your resolution, they didn't match. So we have to bring it back to you.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next item, to amend appropriated funds for Newcomb Road Bridge capital project to initially fund design and right-of-way incidentals of $580,000.
Do we need to...
Same situation.
Do we need to secure more land there for this new bridge? Because that other bridge is like a lane and a half or one lane bridge.
Who's on both sides? Still within our right-of-ways, possibly.
It's still in our right-of-way. Yeah. I didn't know if we had to acquire more right-of-way. That's all I... Just a question. So,
as Eric mentioned, same as your last year resolution, the state is requiring it to match their contract.
I'll move it.
I'll move it.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. So next item, requesting appropriate of additional $1 million from unrestricted general fund balance to the disaster response, flood 824. We're requesting the additional monies to help with County Route 31, heavy stone. We still have 100 bridge sites that need reestablishing, establish the scour protection under the bridge. Shoulders, we used most of our shoulder material for previous projects, plus our stockpiles for this storm to build back as quick as we did as well. So that would have to be replaced. And then we're also looking for this money to be used towards equipment rental and more stream work and asphalt patching for the road damage.
Will we be able to get most of this money back from FEMA?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
But we expect all.
All of it and some.
So we must eventually be up around, what, $2 million?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
I'll move it.
Second.
Questions?
Have we been reimbursed by FEMA for the storm damage 3 years ago?
Yes and no.
portion of this.
Well, yes, we have, but not the full amount yet. Still working through them and talking to others. Unfortunately, it can take 5 years to be fully made whole. But because some of it includes mitigation, you end up with a better infrastructure at the end. But it does take multiple years.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Okay, landfill stuff. So we did a leachate treatment plant engineering study. Wanted to give you guys an update on that. If you recall, we requested authorization in June to apply for a bipartisan infrastructure grant from the New York State Environmental Facility Corporation to upgrade the leachate pretreatment facility to treat forever chemicals, PFAS. We submitted the preliminary engineering report with estimated amount of $25,318,000 project cost. And it was included in the Environmental Facilities Corporation's Clean Water State Revolving Fund Draft Intended Use Plan for 2025. This project is listed in the Emerging Contaminants category on the Intended Use Plan and eligible for up to $25 million in grant money. It is anticipated that the final Intended Use Plan list will be issued later this month at the point of confirming the Emerging Contaminant Grant Award. It is expected that we will receive an emerging contaminant grant correspondent letter by the end of the year that will provide a checklist of items that will need to be completed prior to the grant award. Key items on the checklist will be the cross-cutter environmental review and the engineering procurement for design and construction phase services, both which have longer timelines to complete. So we have a bit of time with that. BNL is providing engineering proposal to the county to advance these long lead tasks under our current agreement for the preliminary engineering report. By initiating these services now, the county will be positioned to execute the grant agreement in early 2025. It's anticipated that the grant will cover all the project costs, including soft costs, engineering, legal, and administration for the construction cost. The Environmental Facilities Corporation will disperse funds as they are incurred, thus not required out of pocket or carrying costs. Long period of carrying time with our money. Funds from us to implement this project. There's a remaining of $318,000 not covered by the $25 million grant that will be county cost. That's a conservative number, but they did put it in there. We were advised to put in there if we do get it, that we have approval to potentially go that far if we run into something. So that's just an update. Really, we don't need anything on that. I just want to keep you guys. This will help with what we send downstream to Bath Gas and Electric, as well as update our system with the PFAS stuff that's been discussed in the past. And it'll be done in the same footprint if we're successful. So,
okay, go ahead.
Next, requesting authorization to add an air compressor to 2024 major equipment for a mechanic shop at the landfill. The air compressor in the cold storage shop quit working and needs to be replaced. The compressor provides the air supply to the tire changing equipment in the shop. New compressor cost is approximately $5,500. No additional funding is required. We're requesting the new compressor is added to this year's major equipment list.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. So the next one, you folks probably have heard that we've used PeopleReady for staffing solutions, different places, primarily the landfill. We're short-staffed. Steve came across to another one known as Express Employment Professionals. So Express Employment Professionals has provided a proposal to provide temporary staffing for general labor, clerical staff, and engineering technical staff. We reviewed the proposal, contract documents with law and purchasing department. They approve the use of this service. We're requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with them for the staffing services. What this does, so PeopleReady is a little more labor-based, out in the field, on the ground, labor-based, where this gives you a few more options for different positions, whether it be clerical or engineering and stuff. Just another place to grab from. We do have temporary help or hire needed.
Will you still be using two services then?
Yeah, it just gives us a better option, Fred.
Okay.
Just to not cut anybody off of it, but to allow us. And other departments probably could utilize it as well.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Okay, have a second?
A second.
Discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Okay, bids. First one, steel signposts. We recommend awarding the lowest bidder per category, Eberl Ironworks for $17,160 and Chemung Supply for $16,400.
Move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
reinforcing steel bar. We recommend awarding the lowest bidder, Shamunk Supply, in the amount of $37,969.60.
Motion.
Second. With that second, the bar, the strength of the bars are all the same, right?
Depending on what bar size you get, but yes, they're all rated the same, meet the same special rating. Okay. We bought more in this purchase, which is something to note, shopping a little bit, but we bought more. So last year, with the prices being where they're at, each piece was $33 each. This year, we bought a bunch more, or a lot more than I should say, than last year, and it's down to $12.49 a piece. So some good savings, and maybe some things are changing. I don't know.
Good. You made a motion, Bob?
I made a second.
Motion.
Okay. Motion and second. Other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next item, Portland cement concrete heated. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on productivity availability for the same amount. It's all heated for $200 a cubic yard. This is for our bridge culvert projects during the winter and anything else that pops up.
Motion.
Second.
Questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
How are we doing on FEMA rebuilding here?
Good. The fellows and the folks in the field are still working at it, Bob. We're at a standstill until today with the money. Todd's good at spending money. But we're moving ahead on a lot of stuff, getting stuff cleared out. There's been some projects that have been brought in, flood related, that we weren't quite aware of at a smaller level. So we're trying to brush up that stuff as well.
Are we still able to get clean, straighten the creeks up and stuff?
The ones that we're in, yes. We're still filing for more of a steady, fast permit process through Jeff, just for documentation purposes and to honor DEC's request. So he's been working on that. And then Todd's been coordinating in between. If there's a project he can't necessarily get to, which we're working on one right now, he'll write the permit for us. We'll get in there and work together on it and bust a bunch of these out.
It's good that we are able to straighten some of these creeks out, remove some gravel in places and stuff, so future floods may not be as damaging as these last few have.
Yeah, it's amazing.
For years, we haven't been able to touch anything in the creek. Trees, you can't do anything. Hardly.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'll take a drive down through my area and see the work they've been doing. It's phenomenal.
That's good. I'm glad.
Been doing a great job. Yes, Jeff.
That's what I was actually just going to say. Anybody that hasn't been over there, if you have in a couple hours and take a ride on those roads, one thing I'd like to give everybody in your department, you know, Todd, Eric, a whole department, they're also not just band-aiding it together. No. It looks good. It's been dug out. The rocks put in place.
Yes.
You know, like usually somebody, let's just get the water flowing. It looks good, and it's cleaned like it should be. I mean, everything I've seen looks like it wasn't, let's just get it back together. It looks like it's been done, you know, in a good job. So
they've also been doing it in a way to diverse the water so that they're not working in the active stream water.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very good.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Do you have anything, Jack?
No.
I haven't, just one thing. I haven't gotten that far in the book yet. Budget next year, tree program. Are we still putting money in for the dead trees?
So we did not incorporate that into the budget itself. That would be
it's off budget.
Correct.
Okay. Right. But we still have a need for that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Scott, ironically too, during the storm there were some trees that were bigger that we knew had to come down and wood with us being in the creeks on 14 and a couple other locations that come to mind, and we were able to call them in because our guys were all dispersed, obviously, and a couple of them didn't feel safe, and they came in and cleared a bunch for us down through there that were going to be problematic, got them down, and we were in the area, so we were able to handle them once they're down safely. So no, it's been a phenomenal program.
Okay.
So we just don't know where to go with all the dead trees sometimes.
Okay. They have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.